a Guten Erev Shabbos. You know, there are a lot of things in Torah we know the date when they happened. Not so often do we know the exact time. In Parshas Bo, we know the exact time of two events. We know that the 10th plague, the slaying of the firstborn, happened exactly at midnight. We know that the following day, the Jews all left Mitzrayim exactly at noon. So what's the deal with midnight and noon? What's the idea of those two times? I'm going to tell you something that Lubavitcher Rebbe explains in a Michtav Klali, a public letter from Pesach Tavshim Mem Dalet, 1984. If you want to understand midnight and noon, you have to understand night and day, because midnight's the middle of the night and noon is the middle of the day. So what's night and day? Spiritually, it's two modes of our spirituality. I'll start with day. Day is when it's bright out. Yeah, I know. Yeah, but bright out meaning spiritually, meaning when you're doing something overtly holy, you're davening, you're learning, you're doing mitzvahs, so it's bright out. That's called day. Then there's times when you're not doing something holy, but you're not doing anything wrong, God forbid. You're working, you're making money, you're shopping, you're cooking, you're cleaning, eating, drinking, sleeping. So that's like the night. Why? Because the moon reflects the light of the sun. The activity, the mundane activity itself isn't holy, but you're doing it for the sake of something holy, so it's like reflected light. Okay, so those are two modes of our lives. Here's what we have to know. Yetzias Mitzrayim is connected to both of those times. When you're in the middle of the night, midnight, you're deep, thick in the middle of something mundane. You're concentrating on a business deal or some type of a home repair project at home, and you're like right in the middle of something really mundane. You got to stop, and you have to have a Yetzias Mitzrayim, and you have to say, stop. I need to deliberately think about how this is holy, and I need to get up out of it, transcend it, have a Yetzias Mitzrayim in this mundane activity. And that's called midnight. But you know what? Just as important, when you're deep, thick in the middle of something holy, you're having your noon experience. You're learning and you're engrossed in it and you're really, really enjoying it, or you're doing a mitzvah, you're doing chesed, and right in the middle of the mitzvah, you got to stop and say, hold on a second, even here, maybe especially here, I need a Yetzias Mitzrayim. I can't just allow the holiness of the activity itself to carry me. I have to be deliberately mindful of the fact that there are always higher levels, even when you're doing spiritual things, of greater selflessness, greater dedication, greater surrender to Hashem. So this is the lesson, that we need a Yetzias Mitzrayim when we're in the middle of the night, meaning right in the middle of doing our mundane activities. We need a Yetzias Mitzrayim when we're in the middle of the day, right in the middle of doing our holiest activities.